This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
To the right corner, Gillespie with a triple. No good. And the rebound by Queen keeps it alive to Rice out front. He'll fire the triple, and he got it. Heading for the rim, and Geronimo flies through the air and jams it home with the right hand. That'll call Dusty May to call a timeout. Wow. Wide open Miguel. Doesn't take the shot from the right corner. A triple. That's good by Rice. Rebound by Rodney Rice in the backcourt. And the Terrapins have come to Ann Arbor. And they won a game for the first time since 2017. 71-65. That's the final.
Joe, I was just listening to this yesterday. Simon says, I was just listening to this on my playlist. Maryland takes care of business on the road. Number 13, Maryland beating number 17, Michigan Wolverines. As you heard Johnny Holiday say via a courtesy of Terps Radio Network right here on 105.7 The Fan. Terps now 23-7, 13-6 in conference. The Wolverines dropped to 22-8. They're still 14-5 in the conference, but Julian Reese, not a great night, 2 for 7, didn't take a lot of shots. But as you pointed out, Jeremy, even in foul trouble, when it mattered, he took care of business. That shot that he made going left.
Big shot.
Big shot, man. He killed the momentum of Michigan, and that's a senior for you. I remember when he did it, everybody, you know, and Della Rose was pumping and high-fiving. I'm like, yeah, well, that's a senior. That's what seniors do.
It felt like somebody said, hey, you remember that shot you took last night? The one? No, but in all seriousness, like, look at what he did in somewhat limited minutes because of foul trouble. Again, five more stocks, steals, and blocks. It's like, are these guys going to keep trying him in the passing lanes? Are you going to keep trying to get things by him around the hoop when you see he's been, you know, recovering and blocking shots left and right? But as we talked, the thing for me last night that I really liked and I was happy to see is that it wasn't perfect, but Rice kind of got it going, especially from deep. And
19 points.
I think
4 of 9 from beyond the arc.
That's a really good starting five, man.
Yeah.
So much so that they might need a break every once in a while.
You think? You mean Gapara getting 1 minute wasn't good enough? Jay Young playing four. Harris Smith playing four.
Yes.
Jay Young actually played five. Now, Geronimo came off the bench to 16 minutes, 4 points, including one highlight reel dunk that he had.
Yeah.
Taking off from just inside the free throw line.
So, you know what I'm going to say, and obviously tournament play coming up next week.
Oh, by the way, you know that's the most minutes he's played, according to Joe, since January the 2nd?
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, it's been 2 months.
Well,
go
hey.
Ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, when you have, you know my concern, I always talk about these things, these letdown games.
Uh-huh.
You have a game like that you get up for. That's why I said even the Michigan State, them going into Penn State, that's such a huge win from what happened against Michigan State.
Yeah.
It's easy to overlook an opponent where you played so poorly. And not only do they pick up that win in a tight game, they come out last night. Michigan made their run, and then they said, here you go.
Yeah.
We're gonna go tit for tat and back and forth, and
right.
You're not going to take this lead and beat Michigan. You can't come home and lose to Northwestern. You just can't.
Is it senior night?
Is it?
It is senior night. Juju ain't letting it happen.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you two games.
Is he going to get 25 rebounds?
No, I'm going to tell you two games that Juju impact, and you in the stat sheet doesn't tell. Juju impacted that Penn State game.
No question.
Because
and he had 4 points.
Why? Because he's lost at Penn State before. And Juju's going to impact that game against Northwestern. That's his final game. Those guys love him. When I did the Q&A with Derek Queen, when you hear him talk about Juju, they love Juju. They're winning that game for him.
Yeah.
He's not going to – no. I'm not. You can't have a letdown game on senior night when your senior is Juju Reese. You can't do that. He's not going to let you.
I almost said Smith-Schuster. That's not – it's a different one.
Just different Juju, one.
Yeah.
This one's tougher.
Smith-Schuster.
This one's tougher.
Yeah. Well, look, again, I can't speak highly enough about what he's done. And, you know, we've talked about this. I hate calling people garbage players, but it's – and he's not one. But it – for me, it's a compliment because I'm the type of person, if I say you're a garbage player, it means you're just cleaning up everything around the basket. Nobody else is getting it, you know, and you're doing all the little things that need to be done. And I think you see him do that on a nightly basis. Yeah, when he adds in a 12 to 15 points or whatever, yeah, that's going to help out a lot. But the thing is, watching this team play is he doesn't have to do
and
that.
He understands that. He understands that. You know, he's like, you know, I'm gonna get drafted where I get drafted. What I'm doing right now is not going to impact that. I'm going to get drafted while I get drafted. I got a combine. I got all those things to show. But right now, it's my last year. I want to win. You can tell. Somebody asked me last night, so why do you like Juju so much? I said, you got to allow me to be an old man sometime. He's like, what do you mean? I saw that boy play in elementary school. I remember when he was in middle school trying to decide what high school he was going to go to. He came to Mount Carmel to work out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting next to his mom, talking to his mom, what you thinking? When we're looking at this school, looking at that school, I literally watched him grow up. I watched him grow up on a basketball court. So the old man in me is cheering for him. When you see a kid come up like that, and you see what he becomes.
He stays home, plays 4 years.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why wouldn't you like him?
Yeah.
I literally saw this young man grow up on a basketball court. I saw him in high school when people doubted whether or not he was good enough for the Big Ten. I'm looking at his head. I don't know what y'all seeing, but you all looking at where he's standing right now. I'm looking at the ceiling, and the ceiling is pretty high. The ceiling says Big Ten to me, you know. And so I probably like him more than most, but I had a different view of him than most. I had a different view. I saw, you know, that's why I like Angel so much. Angel's first high school basketball game was against my team. So when you see things like this and see these kids grow up and see what they become,
well,
you care for them.
To be fair, one of the greatest players, the greatest player of all time told us once, the ceiling is the roof.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Was he prophetic or pathetic?
Yes. Michael Jordan talking to UNC. The ceiling is the roof. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, that's as high as we can go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggie said the sky's the ceiling.
Oh, can I tell you something? As we were going to bed last night, my wife and I threw on the documentary about We Beat the Dream Team or whatever it was. And she started watching. I was telling her, I said, man, they came back and whooped those boys' asses the next day.
That's what they didn't tell.
And then they were trying to say that Chuck Daly, Coach K believes that Chuck Daly purposely threw that game because he had Jordan sitting on the bench most of the game. Because afterward, Jordan was like, who's got eight? That was Allen Houston. And I told her, I said, the guys that were playing on that select team, almost all of them had successful careers in the NBA, big time successful careers. But my favorite thing about it, and they had Rodney Rogers on there, what happened to him? Like, he's in a wheelchair now, and he's got a breathing.
The Wake Forest, right? He was in Wake Forest, yeah.
So,
really?
Denver Nugget, yeah. I'm like, who is
ALS?
That? I don't know. I got to look it up, because it was late last night, so I didn't get on my phone to look it up. But Rodney Rogers was guarding Larry Bird, and he started talking trash to him, and he said that's when Larry did Larry-like things. Okay, I'm going to stop over there, high off the glass, bink, here you go, two dribbles, and I'm going to shoot it over top of you, and it's going to be nothing but net. He was doing that left and right. He said 10 shots in a row. He just took it to him.
He's paralyzed from the shoulders down as a result of an accident.
Man.
Yeah.
That's sad because I don't remember hearing that. And, you know, because those guys were all in my wheelhouse when I fell in love with basketball. Like, again, the early 90s is when it really took over for me. And it just became my entire life just watching everything I could.
2008 accident. So it's been a while.
It's sad, man.
He was the man at Wake Forest, man. Whatever happened to Wake Forest? They used to be so relevant.
Was it Skip Prosser when they had him and then everything fell apart after that? Didn't he pass away?
Yeah. They had him. They had, of course, the big fundamental.
Yeah, Tim Duncan. You're talking about
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan.
Who was the guard they had?
Randolph Childress.
Randolph Childress.
My favorite.
Randolph Childress beat North Carolina in the ACC tournament by his damn self.
Jeff McGinnis is still getting up, grabbing his ankle. Get up!
You remember he told
bang,
him.
Bang!
He crossed him over, he dropped. He looked at him and said, get up.
Yes.
Bang, bang!
And then
hit the three.
You know how many times I did that and missed the shot? Damn, man.
Denea Madden. Playing for me at Mount Carmel. Put a serious crossover on a kid. Kid went to her right. Denea looked at her. And before she even really looked at the basket, she started shooting.
You know what I liked?
Bang!
I know people aren't going to believe this. I've dropped many a player out there, and I even more so than dropping a guy, I like when he did the stumble, and it looks like he's grabbing his ankles, trying to, I don't want to fall. It's like when you're walking on like a tightrope or whatever, and you're trying to balance. Man, those dudes start grabbing at their ankles and knees like I can't fall.
Gravity, just another way to keep the man down.
but again, going back to basketball and the history of this sport and seeing how great the SEC's been, and everybody's been talking about them, including us, I do think Maryland is, and I've been saying this for weeks, they fall into that top 20 offensive team, top 30 defensive team. And when you fall into that ranking, that's where they consider you one of the title contenders. Because usually a team that wins the title falls into that.